This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, new protests are underway across the United States to President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban to the U.S. for citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. In a show of solidarity, demonstrators in London rallied against the travel ban.
I think the fact that there's thousands of people who are out here today and elsewhere around the world in the last 2 weeks goes to show that people won't stand for it. So I think things will change over time, and we just have to keep going and keep fighting and letting them know that it's not okay for the ban.
On Saturday, Mr. Trump criticized a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking his executive order banning travel from countries with an elevated terrorism risk, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous, and vowing to overturn it, or have it overturned. Since Friday's ruling, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection said travelers with a valid visa will now be allowed entry into the country. An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA on Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the U.S. and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the United States recognizes Japan's administration.